From Bedford, Texas, it's midway between Dallas and Fort Worth, comes the story of a young man with an unusual voice, a voice that is evidently too unusual for the Texas Music Educators Association, whose policy barred him from singing the parts he sings in this year's All-State competition. Michael Rawls is 17 years old. He has studied music since the second grade, and he has another year of high school to go, and he joins us from his home. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Yes. Hi.
How long have you been singing?
I've been singing since sixth grade, classically. I've just been training with different voice teachers. I've been in the Texas Voice Choir and many other elite performing ensembles since then.
And tell us about your range, or for that matter, illustrated voice.
Okay. When my voice began to change, I kept on singing soprano. And so I had a countertenor mezzo-soprano sound develop in my higher end of my voice, and that became the more strong end of my voice. But I now have a four-octave range, of which part of it I can sing baritone slash bass, but the more comfortable part of my range is a second soprano alto one range.
And this is a terrible phone line to do it on, but when you're singing in your best range, your countertenor range, sing something for us for a phrase here.
Okay, one thing.
Well, what would happen if you had competed this year in the All-States, I gather, is you would have to sing soprano parts.
Yes, that's what my voice should be able to do. But based on the rule, I am not allowed to sing soprano or alto parts.
I have a copy of the 3.5-page letter that you sent to the Texas Music Educators. Did they send you a formal reply? Was there a written reply, and how long was it?
Well, let me go first to what I sent to them. Was over a 25-page packet that I sent to every board member. I put that letter in there, which you have, that lists my points for why it should be changed. I got letters of support from many people in the music community. I got a facts and figures page where I noted all Baroque operas and how that's making a resurgence in the world right now. I sent just everything, and all they gave me was a one-page response that basically says, "I'm sorry, but we're not going to do that."
Did it have any reasoning at all?
They say the process and policies related to the composition and definition of the All-State choirs are consistent with traditional vocal voicings and reflective of the ensembles in Texas schools.
In other words, boys are boys and girls are girls.
Yes, but I find that just very close-minded, because traditionally men have sung soprano. Women used to not be able to sing in churches and stuff like that. So a lot of the music the All-State Choir does was written for boys and men to sing. And what they're doing is not necessarily traditional with our music history. It's traditional with the past 200 years. And as to where it says reflective of the ensembles in Texas schools, I sing with my girls' choir at my school, Valdi Bell High School in Hearst, Texas. So I sing with girls, and that's how it is. That would be very reflective. If they were to reflect that, I'd be in there.
Michael, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me talk on the radio.
That is 17-year-old Michael Rawls of Bedford, Texas, who is a countertenor.
A wee mower, 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 a wee mower,